had a really great example. I had a really beautiful role model for me, and that was my mom. Her name is Ellie Kay. You know her very well. She set that example for me from a very young age of being an ambitious woman and going for what you want.
Welcome to Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes, a podcast hosted by me, Natalie Torres-Adad, an international award-winning author, two-time TEDx speaker, and investor, along with Vera Egli, an investor, sales, and marketing pro, and multi-language podcaster. We will share the tips and tricks from interviews with self-made entrepreneurs, leaders, and those who have attained financial freedom while learning financial literacy in multiple languages. Hello, hello. Welcome back to the Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes. I have a guest today that I was actually on her podcast, but I want to say I've known Bethany, well, virtually known Bethany for a few years. And I think the first time I met her was at FinCon. I can't remember. It was 2018 or 17. And watching her live on stage for emceeing the Plutus Foundation Awards. So it was really awesome to see her in her zone, really. I'm like, oh, I love seeing women. I love seeing the representation of just people that are happy and just loving what they're doing. I feel that's what you're doing with money, motherhood and money on your podcast, because we need to talk about these things. So thank you for being a part of this, Bethany.
Oh my gosh. Thank you so much for having me. And I'm getting goosebumps with you talking about me, because I'm like, what, who is that? It's not, I don't know.
Well, there's so much that has changed for you too. I mean,
yes.
To think we've been in a, feels like we're still in a pandemic. I'm not even sure anymore, but you were very open about your journey, starting your podcast too during a pandemic, but because you've become a recent mom. And I think that's so beautiful that you can also talk about not just the beautiful part of side of it, but the challenges that come with that. And I wanted to talk about, obviously this is a podcast about money, but what has it been like for you now getting yourself back out there, you know, into the work mode, working from home at times, all these things that a lot of mom entrepreneurs are faced with. And so any tips or just straight up challenges, or just like, I'm still working on that.
I think I will always be working on this, right? Like, it's something that is a constant journey. And it's funny, I was traveling and speaking so much before I had a child. I knew when I got pregnant, I knew life was going to change, right? Like life has to be different when you have just someone else that you have to take care of. And so my husband and I had talked about going from me traveling 2 to 3 times a month to just traveling 1 time a month. And I was very young and naive and just thought like, oh, and after a few months, I'll just strap him to me and keep on going. And, you know, envisioned myself emceeing on stage with a baby strapped to me and everyone be like, wow, look at her go. She's doing it all. Spoiler. It doesn't work. Unfortunately, we might have our best laid plans, but then the universe laughs at us and throws a big, big old pandemic in the middle of it. And so I think life obviously looked very different than I had anticipated. And I went from the mindset of I'm going to get back to work immediately to I took an entire year off of not doing anything. I wasn't producing content. I wasn't speaking. I wasn't doing anything. And in retrospect, it was a very, it was a really beautiful time and a really beautiful opportunity that I was forced to slow down and to focus on a massive life change, right? Like not just for me having a child, but the pandemic in and of itself. And I struggled a lot with postpartum anxiety of just everything, you know, moms and women, we see things 2-3 steps ahead. And when you can see all the what ifs, it can drive you crazy.
Oh, and, yes. So- and can you talk a little bit more about, because I think what's so difficult about postpartum is people don't understand what that looks like. You hear and you're like, oh, they're depressed. Well, there's more to it.
Yeah, it's like your mind is going away from you. Like, it's like you cannot control these things when you were originally. I like to think that I used to be pretty, like, mentally stable. That is not the right word. But, like, I had all my faculties to me, right? I did not struggle with anxiety before I got pregnant. And I actually started struggling in the middle of my pregnancy with anxiety and just waking up in the middle of the night and having panic attacks and not knowing what's happening, right? Like, not knowing what my body is going through. And I would just look at my husband and just be like, I don't know what to do. My mind is in a place that I can't control, and I can't control the anxiety, and I can't control waking up in the middle of the night freaking out about and just sobbing about these things. And so it was just, and then when postpartum hit, it feels a lot like the same, and struggling with the hormones just crashing. And there's, like, different stages too, like postpartum, after you have the baby, breastfeeding, if you choose to breastfeed or if you're able to. I was not able to sustain breastfeeding. My supply dropped at 3 months and really, like, struggled with not being able to provide for my son in a, you know, a way that we think is supposed to be so easy. It's not. And my goal was to make it to 6 months, and I ended up supplementing with formula, made it to 6 months. And then after that, then your hormones go crazy again because you're no longer producing milk. And so it's just, like, a lot of stages of learning how to figure this out. And that's actually when I started going to therapy. I remember talking to my husband. He's like, I need help. I don't know what to do. I can't control this. And I need help. And he goes, okay, whatever it takes. I don't care what it costs. We're going to get you help. And having a supportive partner, you know, again, the financial implications of it, and him just like, I don't care, whatever you need, we're going to take care of it. And so I'm a huge advocate of mental health now. After having a child, I have another one on the way, and my pregnancy is completely different this time around after having those resources and really just normalizing that conversation of it's okay to not be okay. It is okay to ask for help, and we need to ask for help. And I want to be a better mom. I want to be a better wife and friend and daughter and all these things. And so my mental health journey really started with me just being like, I can't do this. That's not something I'm able to do.
But that's so great that you were able to identify that you needed help, because sometimes that's the hardest part, right? It's kind of like figuring that out, and in the end can cost you so much more, right? And the fact that you're just like, even your husband was like, let's just snip it in the bud now and just try to figure out how we can avoid, you know, future catastrophes, or, you know, exactly the difficulties that come with it. Thank you for sharing that, because I think sometimes we see how women, particularly moms, they feel like they can, or we see them as if they can do anything. And I think that's also the misconception. And I think very, very, what's the word? Doesn't help what they're going through already in the process, right? And so being able to see them and say, hey, they need help too. What's that saying? Like, check on your strongest friend because she most likely needs it. And I always think about that with moms.
Yeah.
Like, check on your moms because they really need the extra help. And one thing have you seen, because now you're working again, you're creating content while you're being pregnant. Mm-hmm. Is there certain things that you're doing now that you didn't do with your first pregnancy?
I feel like there are so many things I'm doing now that I'm not doing. Well, and one of the big things is I actually had a career shift. I am not back doing what I thought I was going to be doing. Like, I have spoken here and there. I've been on a few panels. But at some point in the journey, I realized I have other gifts and talents that I hadn't been utilizing. And so I actually went back to school for graphic design, which is like a huge, huge That's difference. Cool. My professors were not charmed by my personality and my jokes, just learning more about myself and developing my creative voice that I feel like I have suppressed for a really long time. And so kind of finding new ways and trying to be creative about the ways that I make money has been a really big adventure. And creating, and what we talk about so much in the personal finance space, is diversifying our income so that if one stream dries up, like my speaking career did, then we're able to shift and to have other ways that we can fall back on. And so just going through that and see like the different opportunities, I try to look at them as opportunities because sometimes it doesn't feel like opportunities. But one of the things I think I'm doing differently is I'm taking a lot of pressure off of the content that I produce, right? I want to put something out that is most uniquely me, right? Things that I identify in, the things that are close to my heart, that are close to my journey, the things that I find interesting, and allowing myself to say no to things that are not, right? And producing this podcast has been really different. I had a podcast for many years with my mom, which I loved. It was a beautiful, beautiful time for us to hang out and talk together. But life really changed when I became a mom. And developing a community of people and women especially who had to give birth in a crazy, crazy time. I didn't anticipate having my third trimester with my first pregnancy in the peak of lockdown, right? And having to grieve like a lot of experiences and things that I thought I was going to have. And so developing a community of women who are like-minded has really fueled me in a way that I was not before, because it's so personal. Like, it has so much to do with me and who I am, and allowing myself to do that. And I recently had an encounter with one of my creative heroes. She was speaking at a women's conference at my church, and her name is Ruth Cho Simons, and she's a watercolor artist. I don't know if you have seen her on Instagram, she's just beautiful. She has 6 sons and is like mom boss, all the things, right? And I think her oldest son is in college, and her youngest is 9 or 10. And I was in the middle of listening to her speak, and then afterwards there was a book signing, and I'm already emotional as it is. Like, I'm 6 months pregnant. I like am crying in the audience just listening to her. And afterwards I went up to her book signing, and I was like in a line of like maybe like 10 people in front of me, and I'm already like getting emotional, and I'm like, get it together, Bethany, snap out of it. This is a big deal. You will not cry in front of this woman. You are going to be professional and all the like, do not cry. And I get up to her, and she did something that she did not do with anyone else. And she looked at me, she goes, hi. And she hugs me. Like, she hugged me. She didn't hug anyone else in line.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? What? And immediately I burst into tears. I'm like, why did she have to do that? I was put together. Immediately burst into tears. I'm like, I'm so sorry. I just love you so much. You are my creative idol. And I just, and like, oh, I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm 6 months pregnant. And, I just was talking to her about, I want to do what you're doing. You know, she talked about being the mom with the 1-year-old on her lap, and she chose watercolor because it dried fast, and she needed something that dried fast with her 1-year-old. And I was like, I am that person with the 1-year-old on my lap, and I just so relate to you, and you're such an inspiration. And she goes, you know, it's really easy to look around and look on Instagram and see the highlight reel and see everybody doing what you want to do. You know, being the mom that you want to be, or the have the career that you want to have. And she was signing my book, and she like pointed at it, and she just kind of did like an all encompassing gesture. She's like, all of this was created when no one was looking, and you're going to get there. You just have to go through it, and you have to go through these things even when no one is looking. And you're here to be the best mom that you can be for your children. And it's all going to come. It might not all come at once, but it's going to come, and you're going to get there. So I very much feel like I'm in that season, that I'm developing a message when no one else is looking. And one day I look forward to sharing that. But my job and the best that I can do is to be the best mom to my kids, and to show them what strong women look like, and show them that their mom is achieving her dreams and going for what she wants.
I love that. And I think those that are listening to this are probably thinking, one, they can adapt, they can change, like you said, maybe, you know, shift your career a little bit, but you know, strive to be where you want to be. And I think that's so beautiful that you're doing that because you want that example for someone else too. So
yeah,
thank you for being on the show. And I think we definitely have to have you back because there's so many more questions. But before we go, I'd like to ask you one last question. Because now you're shifting into a different career, but do you remember that first time you got paid maybe from your speaking engagement or something that wasn't your traditional job that made you think like, oh, I could be an entrepreneur on my own?
You know, I have to say, and it kind of ties into what we were just talking about, I had a really great example. I had a really beautiful role model for me, and that was my mom. Her name is Ellie Kay. You know her very well. She set that example for me from a very young age of you know, being an ambitious woman and going for what you want. And I've never had a 9-to-5. I've never had a traditional job because I took a lot after what she has done. And also she has helped me so much along the way. She introduced me to a lot of this world that I broke into. Like, I will fully take credit for doing the work, but she definitely paved a lot of the way for me. And I think one of the biggest things for me was when I got paid. I had gotten paid previously for speaking, but in an environment that was already paved for me. But it's funny, a role that you and I share is being the Plutus MC. And I was the very first person to charge for Plutus. And it was a really big deal for me to negotiate with them and say, I am not going to do this unless you pay me. And
I love that. And you paved the way for me, obviously, because it's true where you don't know. Sometimes someone does that before and you're just like, oh, I can do it too, you know? So that's, mm-hmm. I love that story. I haven't had your mom on my show and I'm going to have to now because I'm like, how have I not had her?
She's just cool.
So much knowledge. Yeah. I'm like, I learned so much from her. Well, thank you so much for being here with us. And of course, those that are listening, listen to her podcast because it's not just about money and motherhood. It's, I feel like everything that we are trying to balance in our lives, especially when it comes to our personal and our business side of it. So thank you so much for being here and what's how people can follow you.
Thank you so much for having me. And I'm over at the Motherhood and Money Show. It's a podcast that comes out every single week. And you can find us on Instagram at Motherhood and Money Show.
Hey, thank you. Have a good one, guys. We'll see you in the next one.
Thank you. And please make sure to subscribe and leave your comments and reviews. To learn more about the podcast, check out the website and Instagram, Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes, and watch interviews on YouTube and IGTV. To become a sponsor or hire us for your next workshop or speaking engagement, please visit financiallysavvyin20minutes.com. All it takes is 20 minutes daily to become financially savvy. Music by Nikki and produced by Robert DeLude.